Wonderful. Yeah. Amen. That's a message in itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are so wonderful to us, despite us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's get centered, y'all. Please, we're in the presence of our God, and the Spirit is moving. So I just pray that we all can get on board and enjoy the Spirit right now, the living God in this place. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. If there's someone close to you, would you reach out and just touch the hand of the person next to you? We're going to God in prayer in unity. In love and in unity. As God shifts us into year 6, we are committed to not only to be equipped for service, but to be united. Because the word tells us that a house divided cannot stand. So we want to be united in God as we go forth into year 6. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, our God. God, we thank you for the Spirit that's in this place, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another day of life, God. And we thank you, God, that you have brought us together as a body of Christ to worship you, to praise you, to give you all the glory, Lord God. God, we thank you for your Spirit, God, and we thank you for your Son. God, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. God, we're not asking for anything right now, God, but we're just thanking you for being a great God and being a gracious God and being wonderful in our lives, God. God, we just thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord God, and providing a way of salvation for each and every one of us that believes, God. So, God, we thank you this day, Lord God. We thank you in advance for wholeness. We thank you in advance for deliverance. God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're doing in our church, Lord God. God, we just want to thank you, God. Thank you for healing. God, we just want to thank you. Thank you, God, for your word. Because there's power in the word of God. God, we thank you for the word. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, Almighty God, take it away in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you give me to speak to the people, I will speak it boldly in the name of Jesus. So now, God, we just pray that your anointing, your glory, your presence, your power be felt throughout this entire block. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God, we thank you. Let the church say amen. We thank you, God, for unity, that we're able to even hold and feel the hand next to us, God. We thank you for that, God. Bring us, God, on one accord. Yes, Lord God. United in prayer is a good thing. Oh, yes, it is. United in prayer. A message this morning. It's from St. John, the Gospel according to St. John. God is taking us back to a familiar passage this morning. As he is equipping us for service, he's sending us back to reflect on some things from the beginning of our journey. So if you would go to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. John and go down to the 7th verse and stand when you found it. Thank you, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word. So when I see you're standing, that means that you're ready to read. Amen. Unless you're unable to stand, and we pray for you, but we ask the entire congregation to go to this gospel. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 15. And we'll see what our God has for us. The gospel, the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I will be reading today from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads this way, chapter 15, verse number 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You may be seated. In my Bible, it is read. And I just believe when it's read, Jesus is giving us a message. So Jesus is saying to us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Jesus wanted us to get it right, you all. So John penned these words for us. And often I say people don't remember sermons. So God, I pray always for a title that people can use during the week, because the winds do blow and the waves do come our way. So I always pray, God, give me a title that the people can walk out of here and feel empowered. And what God has said this morning, give them this one word. Because I've been watching their journey, and I've been watching their life. So give them one word this morning. So in obedience to God, the title of our message is pray. God is saying to the church, pray. See, God and I had a great talk last night, and I wondered, what should I say to the church? And God said, tell the church to pray. Pray. So I even believe the children this morning will remember this, because even our children go through things in school. They're going through bullying. They're going through tests. They're always being challenged. Children, pray. Pray. You don't have to act like the other children. You pray. Two weeks ago, God gave us a message entitled, Go to God in Prayer. From the second book of 2 Kings. And the message was about a prayer warrior named Hezekiah. And in that message, we were reminded that God still answers prayers. God is still faithful to his people. And God, people just need to trust in him. So God is saying this morning, remind Abundant Life Church that blessings come down when they pray. Remind Abundant Life Church, don't forget to pray. See, we hear a lot about prayer these days, and people say, you pray for me and I pray for you. But are they really praying? Are they just saying good words? When you say to someone, pray for me, do you really think that person goes and prays? See, God requires more of us than that. God wants us to grow up in this word. He wants this word to abide in us, and he wants us to pray. God is saying to us, see, we have this great work to do because we are a great church and we serve a great God. And so God is saying to the church this morning, as I equip you for service, to be the difference in the world and to make the difference in the world, I want you to understand that you must pray for guidance. See, don't go out on your own. You must pray for guidance. God is talking to his people this morning. He's saying that prayer is so very simple. It is just communing with me, your Heavenly Father. See, prayer is the avenue by which we are meant to commune with an invisible God. It is a medium through which your spirit is intended to affect and be affected by the will and purpose of God. We must pray. Oh, God wants to get our attention this morning. So often he gives me a word before I can get into the text. So I believe in being obedient to God. He's saying, stop trying to solve your problems without me. Stay off the phone and go to the throne of grace. God is saying to this church, stop searching all over for solutions from every source except me. God is saying to this church, I am your provider. I am your healer. I am your comforter. See, God is saying to this church, I am your deliverer. I am your bridge over troubled waters. God is saying to this church, I am Omega. God is saying to this church, I am the Almighty God. Why are you trying to figure things out without me? God is saying to this church, I am the Lord and there is no other. God is saying to this church, I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. God is saying to this church, pray. 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 God is saying that we are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We must pray. God is saying, not the usual way, not the quick and fast, not the reciting of the Lord's Prayer without even any understanding of it. God is saying to this church, pray. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is saying this morning, several persons in abundant life, hallelujah, God, are going through some trials and some tribulations. Several people are experiencing disappointment and doubt. Come on, Holy Spirit. Several people are complexed and baffled by life experiences. Several people, just last week, received some bad news. Several persons are not sure what to do in this season of their lives, God. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is saying several people are not sure about their purpose and whether they're walking in the purpose God has called them. He said that some people are having sleepless nights. And the message he has for you is pray. He's saying to the church, pray. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Pray, people of God. So let's get to our morning scripture. Thank you, God, for your word. It is from the gospel according to John. And this book of the Bible was written by the apostle John. We all know that. And we realize that he was part of Jesus' inner circle. See, this man, he walked and he talked with Jesus. And the Bible tells us that he was the only disciple at the foot of the cross as Jesus bled and died. So he began to write this gospel. And towards the end, he wanted us to know why he was writing. See, I've been with Jesus. I've seen what he can do. But I'm going to write this. And the Bible says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by believing you will have life in his name. The same John wrote 10:10. He said, Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. John just wrote this for us. He wanted us to have the faith in Jesus that he had. He wrote this to convince people that they had not seen Jesus to believe in Jesus. He wanted us to deepen our faith. See, John knew that there's some things that were going to go on in our lives. So he wanted us to believe in Jesus because Jesus is the only way. So he wrote this gospel for us. And he wanted us to know something else. In John 1, when he said, in the beginning was the Word. Come on, y'all. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word, come on, y'all. The Word. See, it's power in the Word. Hallelujah. He wanted us to know about the Word. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us around the 14th verse, I believe, the Word became flesh. See, God loved us so much. He came down in flesh because we couldn't get it right on our own. So he came down to show us the way to live. He came down to forgive us. Do you all believe this word? To forgive us, to save us. And all we have to do to go to God in prayer, that's all we have to do is pray. Pray in faith. In faith. We're not talking about just calling out words. We're talking about faith. When you pray that you believe that something is going to happen. I heard someone say, pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. So this should not be just a routine, because Christians are good for routines, y'all. I know you know what I'm talking about. And rituals. But we're talking about something so much powerful than that. See, our text, let's go back to the 15th chapter. And I just believe God has a relevant word for us as we begin to reflect on prayer. This chapter just goes in and talk about the relationship between believers in Christ. And Jesus once again says, get this please. If you abide in me and my words, these words abide in you, you will ask, you will pray what you desire and it shall be done. See, I just believe somebody needs to hear that this morning. Someone needs to believe it. That when you pray, something happens. If you pray in faith. If we pray in faith, you all. Jesus said, ask the Father in my name. Just ask him for what you desire. And it shall be done unto you. See, this is a powerful promise by our Lord and Savior. Now, Jesus does give us some instructions. He didn't say just pray, but he said, if you abide, see, abide in him. And his words abide in you. So let's look at that word abide. It implies an intimate knowledge of what a person has said. It implies that the words become a vital part of the believer's life. So God, Jesus' words abide in you when you know what he said. When you allow those words and actions to affect the way you live. Let's go back there. When this word affects the way you live, when you get this word in you, you should not do the things you used to do. Your prayers shouldn't be the way they used to be. When that word is in you, you should not even want to go back. When you say, I'm going to follow Jesus, the cross before me, the world behind me, when that word is abiding in you. See, God wants to raise us up. It is no time to play church. God wants to raise us up, people of God. Let the word abide in you. You should look like the word. Other people should ask you, what do you have? You say, I got the word. I got the word down in my soul. God does not want us to go into year six playing church. Oh, no, he doesn't. He does not want that from us. Don't you all want something better than what you've been getting? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Come on, people of God. Equipping the saints for service. Aren't you tired of being sick and tired? See, I know somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. The word. The word, the word, the word, the word. Get that word in you. Be a light to the world with that word. Hallelujah. Abiding in you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. When you read this word and when you believe this word, we can learn from Jesus' actions and Jesus' teaching what we should do. If you ever been wondering what you should do, it's in the word, people of God. It's in the word. Which way should I turn? It's in the word. Where should I go next? It's in the word. How should I pray? It's in the word, people of God. Hallelujah, God. It's in the word. But too many people of God have given up on prayer. They've given up because they didn't get the desired answer they want. Or it wasn't timely enough. God was not moving fast enough. They wonder whether God even hears prayers. I heard that unanswered prayers is an obstacle to so many Christians. They don't show up for prayer meetings. They don't come on prayer lines because they are confused by this thing called prayer. But we as believers must acknowledge that prayer is a great opportunity and privilege that God has given to us. Oh, yes, he has. Oh, yes, he has. Because the true believers know that there's power in prayer. But see, the adversary, makes it his business to see that prayers of the individuals and churches are ineffective. So he sends different things your way. See, his plan is to cancel out what God has said. But yes, he is a liar. We know that he's a deceiver. Therefore, he will use misconceptions and he'll use tactics to hinder your prayer life. He will tell you this, you know, I'm learning about prayer, but do I really want to do that thing? So are you really praying? The preacher said pray, but you know what? Nothing really happens. So Satan begins to tap dance in your head and think that it is of not effect. He's tap dancing in your head day and night to cancel out what God has already said should come to pass. He doesn't want you to believe this word. That's his job. So he reminds you of your sin. Mm-hmm. God can't hear you, your sinful self. He reminds you of your fear. He reminds you of your guilt. He reminds you of your feeling of inferiority passing in your head. He reminds you of how you are unforgiving, how you're not loving, dancing in your head. God can't hear you. He plays with our minds. Watch what you feed your mind, people of God. But the good news is, with the power of the Holy Ghost and with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all those things that are blocking our prayers. See, that's good news. We are overcomers, you all. But you got to work this word, people of God. You got to get it down in you. The word must abide in you. And then you work that thing. You work that thing. Hallelujah. Because I've heard and I've said, if you work the word, the word works. Let the people of God say amen. Let the people of God say amen. Hallelujah. And for those who say, why should I pray? The relevant question this morning they may be asking, why should I pray? See, nothing is happening, but why should I pray? I would suggest to you that you should pray because the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear. I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Come on, people of God. We need to pray. Our land needs to be healed. Our communities need to be healed. Our families need to be healed. Our church need to be healed. Pray. Let the church say amen. Why should I pray? The Bible says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Reason number two, Jesus the Christ said we should pray. Hallelujah. Is anybody still got a question about why should I pray? The Bible says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, the word says, always keeping on praying and praying for the saints. We pray because the word says we should pray. Hallelujah. Again, the Bible says, be joyful always. Pray continuously without ceasing. Give thanks to all in all circumstances, for it is the will of God. So we pray because it is the will of God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody still wondering why those church folks are praying up in there? The Bible says, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, he said, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask, for it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Come on, Holy Spirit. For where two or three come together in my name, there Jesus said, I'm going to show up and I'm going to change some things. People of God, we must pray. Holy Spirit, help me close this out. See, there is nothing you can go through. Nothing you can go through, Sister Kenesha. There's no situations that you can encounter on this earth that's not in the Word. That's not in the Word. So you must pray according to the Word. Too often we pray what we feel, but the Bible says pray according to this Word of God and watch God change some things. Come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God. God gives us his promise in the Word. The solution to trouble, to trials, to tribulations, and to challenges in life. God is saying, ask him. Talk to him. Ask him. Talk to him. And I'm going to try to wind this up. There's so much in my spirit, and there's even so much that I don't care about that's on this paper. But God is saying to the church, whatever is going on in your life, don't try to figure it out on your own. God is saying, ask the Savior to help you. Ask the Savior to help you. Too often we go running to people, friends, people that have more trauma than we have, trying to explain what we're going through. But God said, ask the Savior to help you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the message. Please, people of God, will you listen in your spirit? God said, pray. See, I'm looking at y'all. Y'all got some stuff going on. I got some stuff going on. The church got some stuff going on. But God is saying, pray. Let this word abide in you and pray. Let this word abide in you and pray. Let this word abide in you and you pray. In the name of Jesus, you pray in victory. You pray that it's already finished. You pray that it's already done. I don't know your story, but you pray. And stop asking everybody to pray for you. God has given you the privilege of prayer. God has given you the privilege of prayer. So you pray for yourself. It's okay to join in corporate prayer. But when you're in that midnight hour and the tears are coming, you pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, God. Just help me, God. Help me, God. Help me, God. Because we're going to pray up in this place. We're going to pray in advance that God is comforting your broken heart right now. He's encouraging you where you're discouraged. God is right now, he's empowering his people in the name of Jesus. Yes, you will find employment in the name of Jesus. No, you will not be homeless in the name of Jesus. No, your family will not be broken up in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, heal right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe on your people, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Do what you do best, God. Heal your people. And as I close, one of the last gifts my mom gave me before she went on to be with the Lord was a CD by Tremaine Hawkins, with Mahalia Jackson in the background. And I will always remember this. It went this way, and I know I don't sing, and I'm not going to sing, but I'm going to give you the words. I found the answer. Mom wanted me to know this. I've learned to pray. With faith to guide me, I have found the way. The sun is shining for me each day. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. So as we move into year 6, God is saying to the church, pray. And watch me provide miracles in your church. Watch me change lives in your church. Watch me provide in your church. Just watch me do great things in the church. But the song went on to say this: I was weak and weary. I had gone astray. I had gone astray. My mom knew that. Walking in the darkness, I could not find the way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. And it went on to say, I found the answer. I've learned to pray. with faith to guide me, I found the way. So God is saying to us, if you want to find your way, you pray. You pray in faith and let that word abide deep down in you. So please stand all over the sanctuary, people of God. If you're able to stand, take this word with you.